Welcome to the Bulldog Show, sponsored by State Farm. On my left, I have John Easton.
Hello.
And our guest speaker is Susan Kale McCarthy.
Hello.
Today, we have a lot in store. We will be talking about the book, Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands. And later, we'll be talking to Marshawn Lynch about the Super Bowl. Today, we'll be talking to the author, Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands, Susan Kale McCarthy.
Hello, Susan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Susan, your book is about a little girl named Reesa McMullen in 1951, and the KKK has affected her life greatly. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, due to lynching and hate crimes, I felt something should be written about it to bring awareness.
That's a great answer.
Why is the main character a child?
Well, when I wrote the book, I felt like a child would be easier to relate to because they're more relatable.
Susan, is the story related to your childhood at all?
Not intentionally. I just wanted to bring awareness to lynching and hate crimes.
And we'll be back right after this commercial break.
If you enjoyed Susan Kale McCarthy's Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands, then you will enjoy reading the book To Kill a Mockingbird. Both stories have similar topics and relatable characters that you will fall in love with.
Now, welcome back to the Bulldog Show. We are still interviewing the author of Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands, Susan Kale McCarthy. So, Susan, did you write this book to make a difference in the world?
Well, not essentially, but I feel like the book is already making a difference in the world now.
That's a great answer, Susan. Now, is Reesa and her family in the story relatable to yours?
I wouldn't really say that they're relatable, but I just think that her and her family are very easy to relate to.
That's a great answer, Susan. How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, it actually took me quite a while. I'm not sure of the exact time it took me, though. But it paid off in the end.
Did Marvin's death symbolize a person in your life or an event in your life?
When I was growing up, I lost a very close friend to me, and I just wanted her to be remembered.
That is a very touching answer, Susan. What is the meaning of the title?
Well, originally when I was writing the book, it didn't really have a title. But after writing the prayer involving Jericho, the title just kind of fell in place.
Okay. How many real-life events did you use in the book?
Well, a good bit of the events that happened portrayed in the book, they actually happened in real life as well.
Good answer. Good answer. So, Susan, are you planning on writing any other books?
Well, right now I'm working on a different one, but I haven't got a title for it yet.
Great. I can't wait to read your next book. Okay, if you could go into the story and meet one of your characters, who would it be?
I personally would choose Marvin. When I wrote this book, I wanted him to seem like a loving and caring friend and would love to meet him in real life.
How many awards has this book received, and if you don't mind, can you please name a few?
Well, altogether, this book has got about 10 awards, and some of them include the San Diego Magazine's Book Awards for Fiction in 2003, the Best U.S. First Novel in 2002, and the South Fiction Award in 2003. And there are a few more, but I don't want to brag.
We here on the show heard that this book was actually supposed to be a present for your dad before his 75th birthday. Is this true?
Yes, it is. Before my dad died, we spent 6 months of almost daily long-distance phone calls, discoveries, and heart-to-heart discussion. And after that, this clearly became his gift to me.
Your book is being read all over the country, and people have been talking about this. How do you feel about it?
Well, it makes me feel pretty good because when I wrote the book, I wanted to bring awareness to this. And everyone's reading my book, so I feel like it's getting out to everyone.
Okay, well, that wraps up everything for our show. We had a very fun time with the author, Susan Kale McCarthy. If you haven't already read this book, you need to get it and read it because it is a great book. Sorry we ran out of time to talk to Marshawn Lynch. We will be interviewing him next week. So that's all for the Bulldog Show today. This is me, Malik Johnson, and my co-partner, John Easton. And stay tuned next week.